Alrighty, welcome to the ADLR Podcast. I am Anthony, your host, with Brian and Randall. I know it has no audio, huh? I'm gonna call your name and introduce you. Randall, you come out, wave a little bit. Since you don't have a camera, you gotta do audio. So what's the audio wave?
What's up?
Okay, that does what it needs to do.
I heard more of his Ted Lasso episode than him talking.
What episode are you on Ted Lasso?
Savo.
I mean, what number is that? I don't remember what number the... he's in a... You're on three? Okay.
I think three or four.
Nice. Yeah, you're gonna have quite the roller coaster on that season. With the last two being some heavy hitters. So Godspeed.
Heavy on the base.
Heavy on the base. I don't know if you'll be able to finish it tonight, but when you do, it's going to be nice. Let's take a look at what we have to talk about.
I'm having a hard time watching it.
What? What do you mean you're having a hard time watching it?
Every time Rebecca gets on screen.
Oh, I see. No, that's fair. You have no idea what the heck the rest of the scene is about.
Yeah, you can look away, though.
What?
You can look respectfully.
I mean, she's...
You have to learn how to look respectfully.
Respectful, I mean, there's no stopping him, right? That's what we're trying to tell you here.
I don't know.
We're going to throw a wrench or a landmine.
You gotta be incriminating myself.
Oh, you're right. Allegedly. Anywho, speaking of throwing landmines, we had a week of announcements. This is post Summer Games Fest. We have some good, we have some bad. That's kind of what I want to delve into, unless you guys want something else. You guys have something else on the table?
Yesterday they released the first battle pass for Street Fighter.
Yeah, I saw the image and I'm like, it's just like Avatar stuff.
It's Avatar stuff, music, classic game, and like little tiles and stuff. It's only $5 for their first ever battle pass. It's underwhelming, but $25.
Well, that's a nice way of saying it. I think it's a horrendous deal, is what I think it is. That's like, okay, a pass that only your avatar does. And then we'll get to Capcom in a sec. There's choice words of how horrendous they wasted my time. All of it was horrendous. You good, Brian? What, you look like you just, like a pornographic ad came up on your screen and you just didn't know how to act.
Boy.
Your face shift from like regular to like, whoa.
I didn't do anything.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you have anything else to bring up before we delve into this?
About what?
Anything. If there's anything you want to bring up, because I mean, we're going to deep dive here into this week's announcements, right?
My heart is beating really fast.
Do you need me to call ambulance or?
No, I mean, I'm not watching the show right now, but I didn't realize how fast my heart was beating.
Oh, that's what happens when there's buildup, Randall. You need to let go. You know, sometimes you got to go to the restroom and do what you got to do, you know?
That's a woman, man. If there was ever a perfect definition of what a woman is,
that's not it either. There's no such thing, Randall.
I mean, it's not perfect definition, and also she's not on your phone right now, so choose who you're saying correctly.
Oof.
I can like who I like.
All right. That was not on your phone, so that's wild.
Your phone too, clearly you're just full of shit. Yeah.
You're cheating on your...
You can like more than one person.
Hey, you said one of them's a perfect definition, and that's not on your phone, so...
Correct, yeah.
I mean, she is.
Yeah, I mean, Randall, you can say that to the divorce lawyers, because the girl on your phone is divorcing you right now.
I'm not married to anybody.
See, that's your iPhone.
You want to be married to someone that's not on your phone right now.
Yeah, dude. That's called cheating where I'm from, Randall, you know? You know, I'm trying to help you out before you get caught with the you've been served, you know. Anywho, what was I going to say? All right, if once Randall's heart rate goes down, I guess we're gonna go with. I don't even know who to start with. Actually, I want to get the bad out of the way first. I'm gonna go. Let's talk Capcom's shit case, right? Let's go ahead and start with that.
I only tuned in when Exo Primal started because I forgot it was even happening.
I just want to start with it, get out of the way, because that was the worst waste of my time I've ever seen in my life. What was I going to mention? I have a note. I have on my notes app. I just kept track of things that I wanted to talk about for each showcase, or like things that I'm like, oh, that was cool, right? The only thing on Capcom showcase that I had was Path of the Goddess, and that was before what they did happened. So let's back up a bit. First, on Xbox showcase, they're like, hey, let's check out this new trailer from Capcom. They showed off that Path of the Goddess stuff, right? And I'm like, that's dope, right? Capcom showcase comes on. They show that same trailer we saw from Xbox showcase, right? And I'm like, why are they showing it again? Maybe it's an intro trailer and then they're going to go into a deep dive, right? After that, it's just a narrator saying, hey, this game is awesome. It'll be on Xbox, whatever, whatever, and it'll be a magic whatever, and then it ends. While he's narrating that, it was just reusing that trailer, segments of it. So we got nothing new there. The first 10 minutes of this fucking, or 5 minutes, whatever it was, wasted my time.
It's funny that they start and close the same way then.
Yeah, we'll get to that too, because it was the entire thing atrocious. Second thing was, I think the... Was it that detective game? Right? It's like a detective game where some guy in red. Detective. Sure. Bam, I thought that was a new game.
Port. Remake?
It's a port because look, they even showed footage of what it used to look like 30 years ago and they did what? Smoothed out edges, fam. And they're like, oh, the remake has songs you can play. It, like, it was just, why are you showing this? It was just a waste of everyone's time. Oh, cool. You like that game from 30 years ago? We can run it now. All right. Two things. You're 0-2 now. What was after that?
I thought it was that.
Exo Primal, I think, was after that. Boy, do I not care about that. Every time I see it, I care less about that game.
I thought it was out already, to be honest with you.
Every time, the more I see it, the more I don't care. There's nothing in there that I'm like, it looks like it's old design. Like, it just looks so too arcadey to the point where I'm like, who cares? No. I don't know. Not up my alley, right? And I don't know what happened after Exo Primal, but... And then we get to Dragon's Dogma. I'm like, let's go deeper dive on the cool shit we saw. When did we watch it? Was it Summer Games Fest?
What? Yeah.
The first trailer for Dragon's Dogma. I guess not.
That was a while back.
Oh, it wasn't even part of Summer Games Fest?
They announced it.
I didn't write it down. Back,
but I don't remember it being shown again.
Yeah. Oh, it might have been during PlayStation's showcase that happened.
I don't know, man.
It doesn't matter. That exact trailer played again. Almost to the T. And then I'm like, why are we doing this? And then they're like, oh, let's talk about the game. We're going to make sure you know these two things about it. Hey, no co-op. And how do you use pawns? Using the same footage as examples over and over again. What are we doing? And that was their last thing to show. And then we were done. I'm like, why did I waste my time here? What was 40 minutes? I could have just done anything else. Horrendous. I want to award them the worst showcase of this entire Summer Game Fest. I hope you enjoy. I'll see if I can send them a trophy with it. Because that is hilarious. Hilariously bad. Anyway, that's all I have. I don't know if you guys have anything to add on that. Oh, we forgot the Street Fighter stuff.
No, but if I don't.
They showed Street Fighter stuff?
They're like, Capcom Cup. Prize pools 2 million with first place winning 1 million. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
We already knew that.
That's. Oh, you did? Before the showcase?
They announced it before the game was even out that was the prize pool.
Then, fam, let's add to the fucking fire. Garbage waste of my time. Because I thought that was new to me. But I'm like,
no, that's old.
If it's already on there, then yeah, it's bad. It's a showcase, not a re-showcase, right? I don't know. Garbage. Please, don't ever do that again. Get someone. Talk to Nintendo. They know how to do a direct. Or just announce, or just give trailers to other fucking showcases. And don't regurgitate the same garbage. Trash.
I'm surprised they didn't show, like, maybe like a little trailer of Rashid. Because he's supposed to be coming out, I think, summer.
No, they just showed the season pass trailer again. Like, and it's coming with these characters. Drought, and it had dates and stuff, like, on the, all the characters. And I'm like, okay, is there going to be a character trailer? Nothing.
It's so crazy because I already had my speculations, but the last Akuma doesn't come out until next summer.
Wow, that is a long time for a character that's, unless they're really reworking him.
It's, I think it's just to fill time so that they can have Season Pass 2 better, like...
Better selections, gotcha.
Like, further into their development, I think. I think they just separated because Rashid's supposed to be this summer. Then Aki's supposed to be this winter? Fall or winter?
So there's doing then, seasonal then?
Kind of. I mean, let me look at it again before I lie to you. SF6.
Then they might be...
Season pass.
Well, now that you mentioned there's a new battle pass, they might be planning it to release a character and a new battle pass each time.
Okay, so summer, Rashid. Autumn, Aki. Winter... Yeah, well, that makes sense. This is winter 2024, so I guess early next year. Ed. Akuma spring.
Oh my god. What's the job for? Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Cause how long does this battle pass last? Or this event, whatever?
Till July 2nd.
And when does Rashid come out?
Summer.
They might be doing that. They might just, this will be their introduction. Hey, we're going to have battle pass to see what you think. And they're going to release the character and a battle pass together each time.
Do you think you're going to unlock the character through the pass? Or you think it's going to just be separate purchases?
It might be the way that, you know, most of these battle royale games do. Like if you
just... Because they still have a buyable pass, like character pass.
That's what I'm saying. Like they have a character pass, but there might be like a premium. Like if you buy the premium pass for that season, you might get the character. Depending on how greedy they get, I guess. You said it was $5, so I don't think the characters sold for $5, right? Like, if you buy them individually, is it $5?
I think before they were.
But then maybe. Perhaps.
That's another thing, too, is that, like, I don't know. I would think costumes, because of how many Chun-Li costumes we're going to see for this game, I would assume that would be in the past.
It's not going to be Chun-Li this time. It's going to be Chun-Li and Cammy and Manon.
You'd be surprised, Anthony, because Cammy is even more curvaceous in 5.
Oh, and they didn't.
She was maybe third or fourth most good costumes.
Oh, that's wild. We'll see. When they get horny, dude, they're gonna be releasing it. So
look, if they, this is kind of spoilers. You know, when you put bot, they can, every time you raise people's bond levels in the World Tour, you get like some art.
Okay.
There's a costume I saw of Marissa. Marisa.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this was people's for spoilers, but chef's kiss.
Okay. What was I gonna mention? Yeah, did you guys Brian? You saw halfway through. You didn't care anything about Capcom Showcase.
I guess that's probably why I forgot, because I knew I wasn't gonna care unless it was. That's why I asked if there's anything I would care about. Just to see if they showed Rashid, even though I don't care about Rashid, really.
I mean, you're probably just hyped to see more Street Fighter news so they don't drop the ball.
Yeah, Dragon's Dogma's...
It looks cool, but I just want to see more.
Yeah, I'm very sad that...
There's no co-op.
That there's no co-op again.
I thought the same thing.
And there wasn't really... I don't need a deep dive like what they did with Starfield, which was... that they did that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Time.
But it would have been nice to have some kind of, here's what's new, instead of addressing two things that were from the other game.
Yeah, they basically said, hey, here's the two things that are just going to stay exactly the same. See you guys next time. It's like, fam, that's a Twitter post. That's like, that's nothing to showcase. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the Capcom show? Because you gave a shit, or?
No. Yes.
The whole thing? Nothing, not even Exo Primal look fun to you, or?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, let's just bury this thing awarded it its trophy for most horrendous showcase that I've seen this year, I think.
Back to Street Fighter for one more sentence. The reason why I think they're stretching it out so that they can develop the next season pass, like the releases,
okay,
is because remember that picture they released, that leak that showed the whole roster, uh-huh, the art and then their name, the costumes and everything are identical to the release for how, the way they look in that leak is how they look, the costume wise in the announcement. So I think they're supposed to be release characters that didn't have enough time, so they're just making it this pass.
Oh.
So they're milking. The only difference is Akuma in the leak has red hair still instead of white. Everything else, they're wearing the same clothes.
That might be an alternate costume. I'm sure they're going to have like a legacy costume, just same way like Cammy does and
all the newcomers.
Yeah.
All the old guys.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just, that'll be his legacy costume or whatever.
They're everything else to the T, they look the way they looked in that announcement. So that's why I think, like, wait a bit, because this we got bodied by the leaks. Let's develop the next pass.
That makes sense. Data's matching up then. Well, let's take, I guess we can work our way backwards, because Capcom was the latest one, I think. And then yesterday, or not yesterday, a couple hours before Capcom, we had Ubisoft's.
I didn't see anything for that.
I wrote down the stuff I thought was dope that they showed. I don't know if Randall, you did the same or not, but the three things that I saw on there that was dope, I did enjoy that they're making a new crew called Motorfest, because I played Crew 2 and it was pretty fun, so it's good to see some competition in the arcade racing space. They showed off more of the Star Wars Outlaws, which was one of my complaints for the Xbox showcase, because they just showed like a CG trailer. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you can do in this game. Well, they had a deeper dive in at Ubisoft's, and I thoroughly enjoyed what I saw. I can't wait to try it out. I like how open world it is, how open the world is. I like that you can just get into like a spaceship or whatever and just fly off the planet and go to somewhere else. Have space like dogfights. It look pretty fun. It looks solid. The story and stuff, I don't give a shit. It looks, if it's an Ubisoft open world game, that means the checkboxing of the open world is going to be there. That's what I'm there for. And that's what it looked like. And they made another one of those called Avatar. They showed off the Avatar gameplay, which also looks dope. Another open world with a bunch of looks like it's gonna be a bunch of check boxes. Hey, go clear out this thing, go whatever, with whatever story they have, which I'm not caught up with the latest Avatar movie, so I don't know, I'm missing some stuff here, because they were talking about stuff I'm like, I didn't even know this was happening. Brendan, did you end up watching the whole thing for Ubisoft Forward or not?
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Okay. I recommend going checking out, they have it on their Ubisoft channel. They have like the deep dive for Avatar, deep dive for Motorfest, deep dive for Outlaws too. So if you want to see the gameplay, it's really dope. So I those are. Outlaws. Oh, you did see? Okay. Because it's Star Wars. I see how it is. You didn't like? Did you? And did you like Outlaws, or did you look? This look too bland, or what?
I like Outlaws. I thought it looked cool.
What about the characters they introduce? They already have a new robot, Brian, that's part of the that you might enjoy.
The one in the trailer?
Yeah.
Another one.
No, the tall.
The one that was behind her?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I main him.
Okay.
Probably not going to play it because it's Star Wars, but.
For me, I'm playing because of gameplay. At this point, they're just adding random characters, and I'm like, I guess they live in this world. I have no attachment to them. Maybe throughout the story, I might, but. We'll see. I do like you can just go into like there's cutscenes. I don't know if they're gonna let you actually just go into like a bar and play whatever gambling game they were playing, but that would be dope. Anywho, I don't know if you don't remember the rest of the thing. You said they're making another Splinter Cell. I don't remember that.
I wish they came out with another Splinter Cell.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's been way too long. Like, the last one was Conviction, right? Or was it Conviction? Or was it the co-op one that we played, Brian? Right?
Conviction.
Okay. Yeah, we've been waiting for so long. And every time they show Sam, he's just, like, guest starring in DLC on other franchises. Like, I'm playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint, and one of the DLCs is you work with him. And he's, like, a little older and stuff. And I'm like, that's cool that I get to see Sam again. I'd like to play his game too, right? So maybe one, I don't know when they'll do it.
But I have a funny thing to mention when we get to the Xbox showcase.
That's fair. I mean, that might be next because I don't have anything else to say about Ubisoft. Ubisoft was fun. I didn't like that they were doing, like, instead of showing more Skull and Bones or an update on Skull and Bones, they just had, like, a performance. Like, a musical performance. And I'm like, fam, I'm not here for this. This isn't showcasing anything. This isn't me playing the game. Is that band going to appear in my house when I launch the game? No. Move on. Mm-hmm. Like, it's stuff like that. I'm like, fam, I'm not here for this. Nobody in the chat is here for this. Stop it. You don't have anything to show about it? Don't talk about it. Right?
Stop it. Get some help.
Just hide it in the background. And we'll ask you during press what happened to it, and you give us an answer there. Not, hey, guys, Skull and Bones, remember? Here's music. Okay. When is it out? When can I play it? Right? It's getting ridiculous. People are announcing stuff that's like beginning of next year. It makes no sense. Anyway.
They need to do a crossover.
I'll check tomorrow. Crossover for what do you mean?
Sam Fisher and Snake.
Oh, good luck getting Konami to sign up on that or sign up. Yeah, sign up with that.
Sign off.
Thank you. I'm like, that's not right.
This guy's tweaking.
Like, especially if it's a. Do they happen in the same time, or isn't Metal Gear in the future? In its current state, I guess it would have to be like it'd have to be Big Boss then. No, because Metal Gear Solid 2 happened in 2000, right?
Yeah.
So never mind. Yeah, the events of Sons of Liberty happened during a time where Sam would be at a young age. So yeah, it'd be dope. Like a co-op. What is it called? When like two different factions of the military work together.
Like initially they should collide, like trying to kill each other because they don't know.
Oh, separate.
As the game progresses, they realize that they're technically on the same side.
What is that term? I know it's at the tip of my tongue. When that two
cross op, isn't it something like that?
Something like that. Join op or no?
That sounds like a real thing.
Whatever, it'll come to me later when we're talking about like something
MGS
else.
MGS2 apparently is set in between 2007 to 2009.
Then yeah, dude, Sam Fisher was at almost his prime though. 2007
part, I'm assuming, is the Snake part, and then after that's probably the Raiden part.
Oh, most likely. Yeah, I'm down for that. That'd be a cool collab. He doesn't have to convince Konami. I'm sure Ubisoft will be down for that.
I feel like there's somebody missing in there. If it's there's someone of similar like game type that I feel like we're forgetting, that would also be nice. I can't think of who it would be.
Say that, play it again?
I'm trying to think if there's another IP that would be nice to collab with those two. But I'm blanking. I feel like there's someone we're missing.
That's like an expert in stealth? I mean, those are the big guns. It's Sam and Snake. Like, who else would be...
You could say the Siphon Filter guy, but that series kind of died out. I feel like there's someone, I don't know. Oh, Agent 47.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's more info, I don't know. He does different type of stuff than these guys. But he could definitely get in and out without being noticed. Without even knowing that he was there. So I guess you're right. It's just, it's funny that he can disguise himself as all these things, but he just looks the same. Like, it's just him in like he's just cosplaying and stuff, and people have no idea who he is.
Think about Snake. He just puts a box on him.
Yeah, you can't see through the box. You think it's just a regular box. Agent 47 is out here, like, conversing with people. They see his face, but with, like, a chef hat or something, and they still don't know.
The only one that doesn't do weird shit is Sam.
Yeah, because I think he's the most grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start getting into tech in Metal Gear that's like, I don't even know if it exists. Like the Octo Camo stuff was really dope when they introduced it in 4. And then, I guess it's from Peace Walker, but like the balloon to extract people that quickly, just whenever, that's fucking...
I mean, Big Boss Hand 5.
Yeah, the robotic hand, that's also like... It's not that it's fake, it's just like it looks more advanced than stuff that's it. Sam Fisher only has himself and like the pistol. Oh no, he had tech too, but I guess it wasn't as advanced. Yeah, you're right. He did have gadgets.
Like, it's less
bullets that were that were like cameras that you can shoot the wall and it would show you was around the corner.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
This is less outrageous. They put that in him. He's in Siege too, and they put that in so you have like a drill you shoot and then the camera will be on the other side of the wall.
Oh, so that's kind of what Randall was saying.
And okay. You can put the little opto camera through under the door and look around.
Yeah, we've been missing it. Like, it's been, I think, over a... When's the last... Can you shoot the Splinter Cell series? Wiki. I want to see when the last game came out. Let's see what's popping. That's not it. Wait, what the heck? Those are novels. I'm like, why? This is... One of them said 2022, and I'm like, there's no way. It was Blacklist, the last game. 2013. Yo, it's been 10 years since the last game. Like, there has to be some developed. There has to be something that they're working on.
If you want to get 20% off of Starfield, apparently, you have 14 hours on Green Man Gaming.
I'm probably going to run that on my console. It's single player, so. And it's day one to Game Pass.
I don't have a Game Pass.
Oh, my fault.
I canceled that because I don't need ever growing backlog because I'm already growing mine permanently. So.
Right. I mean, I am right there. I get that. I just use the Game Pass for the console only. I don't have the, what is it, the Ultimate?
The one that's for PC ass oil.
Yeah, I just got the one for console. That's how I got to try out Tinykin, which was dope. And probably all these new games that they were announced. Like Avowed? Well, we'll get to it. We're getting way ahead. We're getting too hyped now. I do want to get a Splinter Cell, though. What's up?
Do you use Track to keep a log of your games as well? Or is it just...
It's movies and TVs.
Movies and music. Okay.
Movies and TV, and then you should use How Long to Beat to track your stuff. That's what I use for gaming.
There's this app that I just found out called TV Time that you might want to check out.
It might be based off of Track. Almost all of those apps that are mobile that has to do with tracking movies or TV shows have Track API. Is it TV Time is what it's called?
Just give it a shot. I'm using it right now. It's like really cool. It has all this extra stuff. And it like, I don't know, just check it out. Get your own opinion on it, but I really like it a lot.
I mean, the website itself doesn't have much. It just track, discover what to watch next, get notified when it's available. How much is this?
It's free.
Yeah, you should go to Tract. There's all of this already. And you can sync it with like Plex and other stuff too. This doesn't seem like there's any integrations at all. Yeah, the website doesn't tell me anything. I have to go to the website or to the app itself or to see.
Website doesn't tell me anything. I go to the website.
I gotta go to the website. Yeah, fam. I would say get Tract and don't worry about this.
It gives you like I guess this one doesn't do any syncing with other programs, at least until I'm aware of. But it like tells you when stuff is coming out. It tells you when it aired. It tells you like how long it is before the new episode comes out.
Yep, get Tracked. Delete that, get Tracked, my fam. It's been there for longer. It has way more features.
I just panicked and closed Steam.
Why'd you panic? Because you might add to your backlog?
No, because I clicked Hades 2, and then I don't know where my like, I started, like, heartbeat went up a lot, and then I just closed it.
So, Randall has his heart rate racing because of Hannah, and then Brian's over here because of Hades.
Yeah, it, like, hit me in the chest. Like, I looked at it, and I started scrolling through the page, and it just hit me in the chest for a bit, and I was like, and I just had to get out.
That's wild.
Jeez.
All right, so let's move back one more. We talked about Ubisoft. I guess everyone's okay with Ubisoft stuff.
I guess I don't know.
Okay. Xbox Showcase is next. This one, a lot of stuff was shown. A lot of stuff that I also thought, I'm like, okay, that's not so bad. Some good, a good showing. I don't know. I'll let you guys start this time because I've been kind of starting and talking about the whole goddamn thing.
I said one thing last week. I said two things last week. The first thing
Yeah.
Jeff Keighley, I have nothing but nice things to say to you. If Hades 2, release date or playable day of.
Yeah.
You did not deliver. Because yep. You only have lips for one person, Hideo Kojima. So.
Right.
Phil Spencer, speaking of lips.
Yeah.
They will not be mentioned in any way, shape, or form, no matter how wet they look.
Yeah.
As long as you give me Fable.
Right.
The very first thing shown on Xbox Game Showcase, a trailer, not gameplay, but more than enough for years that I've been waiting for Fable. Phil Spencer, you're a lovely man. I don't have anything to say to you besides thank you.
Beef squashed. We're done with him.
It wasn't even a beef. It was just why are his lips so wet?
Oh, man.
But no, that's not a question that's I need not answer a... for anymore.
No, we don't need it. What about you, Randall? Anything in that, during the showcase for Xbox? We're like, dang, this is it?
I didn't even know that she was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she's the...
I've said this to you in person. Yeah, man. Times, but...
This has been told to you multiple times. She's it's a fine, shame I lady.
I don't like me either, so...
I actually don't remember.
We
I'm not memorable. That's
we figured you don't remember it. Oh, man. So we got... What?
It's only 48.
Yeah. So right back to the question I asked you, Randall. You know, back on this podcast that you're on? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Nice. So during the Xbox showcase, what did you enjoy or didn't like?
Nothing off the top of my head jumped out.
Nothing.
I was very disappointed with the stuff that was shown, like, this year. Nothing, like, really jumped out at me except for Star Wars, Outlaws, and... Oh, and, what was it called?
Starfield?
Starfield?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only games that I was like...
Nah, dude, you're missing one. I can't believe you already forgot it. He's thinking right now. That's why he just went cool. There's one game you flipped out while we were watching it together. You're like, what the heck is that? I don't know if he disconnected now because he hasn't said a word. Hello?
That was this year, right?
You're talking about Phantom Blade Zero.
Phantom Blade, yeah. Yeah.
That was a showcase?
That was a three game.
That's part of, I mean, it wasn't part of Summer Games Fest, but it's part of our June fake E3 announcements. That was during PlayStation Showcase.
All right. Are we talking about Xbox or you moved to just Summer Game Fest?
No, I'm just... He said the only thing he saw this year, yeah, in general, that he saw... nice. Was that... And he forgot Phantom Blade. I remember I saw his reaction to it. So I'm like, there's no way you had reacted like that and you don't want to play that. So...
Yeah, so to answer your question, Microsoft was...
Was it kind of meh for you?
Yeah, there was nothing that...
Blew your socks off, huh?
No, it was just the reoccurring things like the new Forza game and
Oh, that's true. I forgot. I didn't even add it to my list because it's the motorsport one, so it's the sim one, and I usually don't play those. I know what you're talking about. I forgot they showed that.
I can't think of anything that was like I want to play or that I thought was impressive.
That's fair. I had a few. I had. Multiple things. I can tell I'm just easily impressed, I guess, because I got like I got like 10 things on here, dude.
For just Xbox?
Yeah.
So Fable for me, Starfield I already had interest in because I'm in space.
I'm sorry, I had 9 things.
The Capcom game looked interesting to me, The Path of Goddess.
Yeah, I had that on the list because it looks interesting, and I was hoping for a deeper dive during Capcom's, and they shat the bed. So I'm like, okay, I still don't know what the hell this game is.
Avowed immediately got me because, like, was this just like a Skyrim clone, and then two guns were pulled out and they immediately shut me the hell up.
Yeah, dude, fuck. You're naming some of the stuff on my list. So,
I didn't make a list, so whatever I care about is just first off the top of my head.
That's fair. I can maybe fill in the blanks. Remember 33 Immortals? I thought that was pretty cool. The 33 player co-op.
Looks cute.
Yeah, like it looks like a pretty cool project. Payday 3, because it looks like more action Payday, so I'm down to do more heists.
I'm down to do that on a discount.
Oh, I can see on a Steam sale or something.
I feel like I'm gonna get the point of it in like 3 sessions.
Not even that, dude. I mean, it's maybe 2. Avowed, like you mentioned, I like that the gameplay shown there. I'm like, that's another open world game. I can just create a different character, just explore probably a single player RPG, just like that's what Obsidian does, I think. Path of the Goddess, you mentioned, just Ant. I thought, I'm like, you know what? I've been doing a lot of play of Uncharted gameplay. I can do this game. I can play this game and have a good time, you know, just climb and stuff. Yeah. So I mean, we were laughing at first, and I'm like, that game stuck with me. So I'm like, you can just climb. It's chill. Dungeons of Hindenburg looked really dope. It's like a super vibrant, like cel shaded action RPG that they showed off. It looked really cool.
I remember that name, but I don't remember anything else about it.
And once you see, look it up, you'll see, be like, oh, this one, it's looks really dope.
Oh, I remember this one.
Also, check out Towerborn. I thought that was really cool. The co-op, like side scroll action, like like that was also really cool. And then the BioShock looking one, Clockwork, that had like the steampunk aesthetic, and they were trying to go up with, I guess, that lady. That was sick. I thought that was a cool showing as well.
You're forgetting one that you said that you wanted to play. That you actually said you were really eager to play.
Oh, which one?
Hellblade 2.
Okay, no. That is not on my list. Fam, and we Xbox, I need you to look at me directly in the eyes. Do not show cutscenes as in-game play. Don't do that. That is a cutscene. What am I doing moment to moment? Not look at this cutscene that's rendering a game. That doesn't tell me gameplay. That just tells me a scene is playing. My Blu-ray player can do that. Don't show me that. Okay? We're not here to
have Ray players. He has a blue one.
I have a blue one. All right.
The fuck?
I'm sick of that. Like, don't. Hey, gameplay, and it's a cutscene. Don't. That is not gameplay. All right? That is a sequence that I have no interaction with. It's just I'm watching an animation, not gameplay at all. Every time I've seen this game, it's just cutscenes. I have yet to see what am I doing, or some weird sequence that, again, it's just you're running or doing, like, it does not look fun. I have not seen anything on that game that looks fun. It should have been a movie. Up to this point, that game should have been a movie.
What was the second game they showed? Something where they're in the bayou, and that guy who has a whole eye missing and his skull is showing, and then a demon came out of the water, and then it ended.
I didn't write that down because that was also just a cutscene. It looked pre-rendered, so I'm like, I'm not going to add this because I don't know what this is, and I don't know what it plays.
From what they showed, like you just mentioned, and that's what made me think of this, from what they showed, oh, that'd be a cool series.
Yeah, right? The art style was pretty cool, and I like it's not stop motion, but the animation was like, not full 30, like it looked a little choppy. I don't know if it was on purpose or I don't know. And then last but not least, Starfield. This is the second time Bethesda's done this, and I need this to be the normal. I said this when they did it for Fallout 4, and now again when they did it for Starfield.
Did it for 76 as well.
Oh, I don't remember if it was
when
for 76.
When they basically announced this, then shut the hell up until they have a release date and then show everything.
Yes. They've done it now 3 times then. And this needs to be the normal, not the garbage we've been getting with cutscenes as fucking announcements or pre-CGI shit, and then a release date that's 2 years out or a year out. But that's like, came on stage, and they were like, Starfield, deep dive. When are you going to get it? 3 months from now. It showed us how the game, what you're going to be doing in the game, things you can possibly, the deep dive was beautiful. I have no question on what I'm going to be doing in this game. I know what that game is now. I can't wait to play it.
One thing I noticed that was missing.
Which was missing?
In Starfield, they went to the skill tree section.
Yeah.
And they showed like tech and physical, but there wasn't like a survival skill tree, and it didn't mention if you can eat bodies. Which
all right. It's been in the previous one, so I'm sure it might be one. Especially if you can like tame animals and stuff. For this, there might be a survival one, like a wilderness
kinda just
one.
Like, it's kind of just something I kind of wish they yayed or nayed
in that deep dive to make sure, yeah. To confirm. Is that what tilts you over, you know, buying it, not buying it, or?
Because it's in my car right now, because I can get a 20% off on Green Man Gaming, but I haven't really hit checkout yet.
Because you don't know if you can. Okay, that's fair. I'll call Phil Spencer, or Todd Howard, sorry, and see if you can eat bodies. But you know, you can just go, you can go to an enemy ship and just steal their sandwiches. So
Yeah, that lady did that.
I'm just letting you know.
You can work the body, and
Yeah,
then
dude, they
at
showed
first
off.
there's a guy indoors wearing a visor, and I thought to myself, the hell's wrong with this guy? And then he told me how he plays. He says he runs in shooting and he throws landmines from the air.
Sold. Best friend.
Yeah, waiting for my visor to get here.
Yeah, they did a good job with the showing off a lot of the different combat, how exploring, how you can survey like planets and stuff. Very No Man's Sky. A lot of it's like a more handcrafted, it seems like a more handcrafted No Man's Sky. Where No Man's Sky relied on just random generation of, procedurally generated. This looks like it's just a handcrafted version. Whether it's better or not, we'll see when it arrives. But even watching that deep dive, I'm like, I gotta play more space games. But it was just that hype.
It put me in a mood to play something exploratory that's first person, but I didn't.
What would
Not
be
that.
that? What would I tell you to do? I mean, No Man's Sky would be the parallel there. And that's co-op now. Just letting you know. Just hey, just saying,
Don't remember if I own it. I don't think I do.
Oh, well. I'm sure it's on sale now.
Speaking of Xbox and on sale, you know what's funny, Anthony? The one thing you wanted from Xbox, State of Decay 3, State of Decay bundles on sale right now.
To get the first two games for how much?
Let me check. Summer Spotlight. That's me in the spotlight.
Sick song, dude.
Oh, the game I was saying there was a Bayou and all that was called South of Midnight.
South of Midnight, that's what it was called. Okay.
I just fucking saw it. The whole collection is $9.69, but that might
That
be because I own State of
is,
Decay. Hold on, let me
that
confirm.
is, I think that is exactly the reason.
Yeah.
So it'd be probably $20 for both of them. That is quite the deal. I mean, I don't think you need to play the first one. The second one's better, I think. But yeah, that's my only downside, which is I'm not gonna fault him because too much. Because actually, I am. You don't show a trailer about State of Decay 3 years ago, and still now you don't show me gameplay. What's
Anthony.
up?
20 in the 2010s, Darkstalkers were considered not dead. What year are we in?
2023.
That's expected. Kill Hope.
I mean, I don't have to kill hope. They're updating State of Decay 2 still, so I know they're working on 3.
You don't know that.
The dev team is working. It's just I need to see. I want to see it now. Like it's been too long. I'm anxious, right?
Look, they announced Metroid Prime. Title a while back, scrapped this at the rework in the game and gave me another Metroid before they gave me that game.
Yeah, and they also remastered the old one.
And didn't remaster the third, the only one Metroid Prime game I didn't get to play the third one.
Not yet. I'm sure with the amount of sales that remaster did, they're probably considering it now.
Tell them to do that and tell them to do Twilight Princess.
The Zelda game? I thought they did remake that already.
On like Switch or sorry, on Wii U.
Oh, I thought it was on Switch. My
That's the
fault.
one that I really wanted to play and never did.
I mean, that's when, Midna's in it, so.
That's just my girl, dude. Not even that way, like platonic. That's my girl. She's cool.
She down.
Yeah, both versions are I chill with them.
Oh no, just the adult version. The small one I think is a traitor, but that's just me.
No, I like her. And then I was hoping she was in Smash, not as an assist trophy, because then she'd be a grappler with her hair.
Those are facts. Anyway, what was I gonna say? I think that's it for Xboxes, dude. Like it was the Starfield deep dive was really dope, and they had some other cool announcements as well. All in all, it was a pretty decent showcase. I was excited for that. But yeah, Starfield definitely that deep dive, I think should have gotten a lot of people hype.
Microsoft doesn't own the people that make the Lego games, right?
I don't believe so now.
You know what they should make a Joe. I just said the dancer.
A JoJo one?
They
Yeah,
should
I'd be
make a
down for
Lego
that.
JoJo. I
Especially
got too
this.
excited and I jumped the gun there.
They should make a JoJo Lego, is what you're gonna say. Yeah, I'd be down for a Lego JoJo. Maybe not. I mean, if they can. really show off the character design in that form. Like, they're, because they're all really unique builds. And, like, their fashion sense is all very distinct. And it's hard to kind of get that through with Lego pieces. They're all going to just be the same shape.
It wasn't at any of the showcases, but I posted that the last character for the JoJo fighting game for this season pass was revealed.
Who was it?
Spoiler.
Oh, okay, then don't.
And then for the next, end of it,
for part 7 or something?
I don't remember which part.
Okay, well then don't, because I don't know who it is then.
And then they announced second season for it's coming out, and they named specifically which parts the characters are going to come from. Didn't say who, though.
Oh, okay. So what are we getting for the next season pass?
Okay, so let me click the video again.
Joel Taro. Is that you falling over with that
sound? I wish. You scroll. Okay. Okay, so it's three characters. First character from part 5.
Let's go. Let's go.
You already know who I wanted to be. Second character from part 4.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think who we could.
Killer Queen's already in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we missing? Is Rohan in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Part 4. It might be one of the villains then. Because Josuke's already in it, right?
Josuke's in it, I think.
What about his boy?
Green Hand. Yeah, Idiot Green Hand thing's playable. Koichi's playable.
It has to be one of the villains that come up then. Is the greed guy in it? The one with the beetles that takes stuff?
I think Harvest.
Yeah, Harvest. Is he in it?
I think. I don't remember.
Oh.
So I don't know who that would be. And then the next one's from part 8, JoJo Lion, which I don't know anything about.
Okay, I don't know what I don't know what that is. So that's probably 8. Another spoiler.
It's part 8.
Yeah, then it'll be a spoiler because we haven't gotten to that far yet.
It's part 8.
Alrighty.
and there's release window. So part 5 character early autumn, part 4 character autumn, part 8 character late winter.
That's pretty quick.
I'm hoping somewhere down the line of the development, rollback.
Oh, they don't have that in the current build?
Yeah, I didn't play it online, but I know a lot of people that were streaming it were complaining that the netcode's kind of caca.
So it's best to just play it in Parsec?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which I also have not done. I only went into training mode and played as a favorite character from part 6 that I won't name because everybody knows the fate of my characters.
Yeah, we need to chill.
That's why I didn't name who I wanted it to be for part 5, because for people who aren't that far, they don't know.
Yeah, we can't have them connecting the dots. Right. Anyway.
If it's baby person from part 5, mm-hmm. I might just panic and buy the whole season pass.
Did I buy the first season pass?
I don't know.
I have to double check. I gotta continue to support the FGC without actually playing any of it.
You get KOF?
Thank you. I keep forgetting to get it. It's 14, right? Or 15. 15. Oh, it's 15 now.
And they just announced a part of the season pass. They're just throwing in another boss character for free.
Oh,
anybody
neat.
Can claim him. Comes out the 20th.
Good on that.
And they're going to add him to a boss rush mode like they did the Rugal. And if you beat the boss rush version, you get a free costume for the character.
The character you beat him with or him?
Him.
Okay.
Seems like that's a tradition now. Every season pass going to get a free boss or something.
People are buying it. That's as long as that, if it's, you know, turning a profit, then they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, good on them. Great game, sadly. I haven't had enough time, and now I keep being asked for Street Fighter games, so I blow it up.
Oh, right. It's good. Street Fighter 6 is on there. I need to stop playing World Tour and try actually Geef and all the other characters to see who I want to play as.
Objective complete.
You're done with World Tour now?
I got my 2 costumes. I don't go shit. I might go back for giggles just to see if there's any story that matters, but...
What level did you get to so you can, like your fighter character, you're at, like, 50 or something?
Like, my character itself?
Yeah.
I'm in the 30s.
Okay, so it won't take me long to get to that part.
I'm chapter 8 something. Chapter 8 dash something. I don't think I'm far.
Do you know if after you finish those chapters, you can still run around and do stuff? You can?
Yeah.
Then I might just beeline the chapters and stuff to get the story out of the way, and then...
I don't know if side missions vanish, because I've been accidentally doing them.
Same. Every time a new icon comes up, I go and try it. There's, like, one where you have to... There's different levels of it, but I did the intermediate one, where it's, like, you can't take a hit at all. And I'm like, fam, he had literally a pixel of health, and he just low kicked or something, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Gotta watch them toes, level I guess.
For your masters is 20, and I think I'm at 15 or 16 with Marisa.
Oh yeah, thanks for letting me know about the level. I forgot to reply.
The thing too is, let's say you hate every other character, but you want to level up their style for whatever reason. Apparently, when you max out your character, that masters. Mm-hmm. You can put excess XP into somebody else.
Manually or?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work? Randomly.
Like, you still fill XP by playing as them, and I guess they distribute it in a way, and they just put it into another master's style.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've been just doing Chun-Li's. I'm like, I enjoyed Chun-Li's. I don't want to play as Luke. I don't like his style yet. And then when I unlock, I have Marissa's. I don't know who else I'll be able to unlock, but.
I almost have the whole cast now. Missing, yeah. I wouldn't say so. It doesn't mess up the order for you, but I'm only missing like maybe three characters.
That's kind of why I like World Tour so much. Is because it's a checkbox like game. It's like all the open world Ubisoft games. Like, hey, do all this stuff, and it's like a completionist thing that triggers. And I'm like, I just want to do all of it, which is great.
I need to figure out if you can buy an eye patch, because if not, then I need to redo my entire avatar if I can get an eye patch.
You have to check the stores. Doesn't it change?
Boy, am I checking.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you look it up online? There might be like a database with all of the...
Nobody cares. I typed in Street Fighter 6 World Tour eye patch.
And nobody gives a shit, yeah.
No one gives a single shit.
That's fair. Everyone's just loading up the OG modes. What is it? The fight? Not Fight Hub. The...
Battle Hub.
No, Battle Hub is with ground. Your... Fighting Ground's the one. I think Battle Hub is the one with your avatar.
Well, so they won't tell me where the eye patch is, but they'll say easy ways to grind out levels. I don't care.
Yeah.
Show me an eye patch. I mean, able to make after that.
I mean, you can make something, make a JoJo character.
I might, like, cheese it and just put, like, you can put tattoos on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a black circle over one of his eyes.
Don't do that, because then he'll open his eye, like. It...
I'll make his pupil on that eye black, too.
You can change individual ones? I thought it was both.
Yeah, you can split it if you want.
Okay. I was about to say, because that's going to look... Do that. You'll still see, like, the eyelids moving. That's why it's going to look so bad.
If not, you raise a good point. Maybe I'll make a...
A JoJo character.
Or maybe I'll try to make myself again.
Or that too. Because, I mean, what you and Randall were talking about before, they have sliders for everything. So you could just get a picture of yourself and then... You know, a front profile, side profile, whatever, and then just make yourself. All right. So that's Xbox Showcase, Street Fighter 6, apparently. Yeah, Starfield was like the big takeaway, and it was really dope, and everyone's hype. Last but not least, peeps. Summer Games Fest, hosted by Jeff Keighley. I forgot to move this, but they opened the show with the Prince of Persia game, which they also showed off at Ubisoft's, the Metroidvania one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that still looks cool to me. I've seen it twice now.
What's it called again?
The Lost Crown. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
Oh, I added to my wish list.
Do you remember stuff that happened at Summer Games Fest, Randall?
Did you do PlayStation already?
Yeah, I mean... The last episode, we talked about it.
Oh.
Remember, we had an episode in between. We had the prediction episode of what we thought was going to happen in the showcase. And then last week's episode, we talked about what happened at the showcase. And now the Summer Game Fest happens this past week.
Nothing that I can think of.
None of it. Like, oh, it's one of those that none of it wowed you?
Not that I can remember. It wasn't really... I don't know, man. I wish I had more stuff like you guys. There was nothing that was, like, man, I can't wait to play this, and I can't wait to play this, and this, and that, and this. This, it was just like,
just like it happened,
huh?
You're basically just thinking, well, that happened.
Yeah, even the stuff that might have looked like it could have been interesting, it didn't really tell you what the game was. It was just like that one game, I think Fire Concord or something like that. Like it was just like a short trip, like a cut scene or whatever of a spaceship. It just showed some stuff in the spaceship, and then it showed the I guess the command deck or whatever where you were sent to fly the ship, and then it just ended.
I remember like, that.
What am I supposed to get from that?
Yep, I remember that trailer. Nice, but...
Sound good.
Yeah, it sound good. It looked good. The trailer looked good. I had no idea what you're doing in that game.
You're kicking a light down a hole.
It's really silly. That why bother? I'm sorry. Stop. All right. That's the case. I mean, they showed off Mortal Kombat 1. They had
that's
like
the only, that's the only thing I saw for Summer Games Fest was MK1. Continue.
That's fair. What do you think of it? Besides it not looking hot, the gameplay, you excited to try it, or are you still going to stick with Street Fighter?
I'm excited to try it, but I'm not buying it. Like, if you're getting it,
yeah, probably.
The way I'm playing it.
I'm probably grabbing it. So
yeah, like I said, visually, it seems like maybe it's a hot take. Visually, it looks like a step backward.
Uh huh.
But gameplay-wise, looks fun since they're adding more air juggles. Animation still not my forte. Looks janky as fuck still.
I also like the assists, the cameo stuff. But that was really cool.
This is interesting, and it kind of, from the way that it looked, it seems like it's going to work like a BB tag in the sense that you have one assist or one cameo, and you press the button directions to get different moves out of that one character. That's what it looked like.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so that's like BB tag.
Oh, so they grabbed it from, okay.
I
don't know that was already a thing that happened. I don't know that was already a system that existed.
Words. It looked they're being assist as a versus player fan. It piqued my interest. They're being more air juggle, so it doesn't feel very grounded like other MKs. At least the 2D MKs is also piqued my interest. I'm not mad at the roster so far.
I'm liking like you mentioned, like it's air juggles and stuff. I'm liking them. These modern fighting games are very Marvel-esque in terms of combos. Like, it's super hype. And all the trailers are showing, like, highlighting a character. They're hitting them with combos. I'm like, holy crap. Even Street Fighter 6, like, I forgot what match me and Randall were watching. And then, like, their people are hitting combos with, like, it's Marvel out here. Like, they're doing OTGs, wall bounce, or, like, what is it? Wall? I think it's wall bounce or whatever.
Yeah,
like, into other combos. I'm like, what happened? I guess this is what happens when you don't make a...
You honestly haven't seen anything. You need to look up
who
gameplay for DJ.
Is he ridiculous with the...
Anthony, actually, here, here's what I'm going to show you, Anthony. I'm going to show you Jury in Marvel mode. I'm going to send it in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what you're going to do.
I'll take a look. I'm muted so it doesn't come up, but...
Go ahead and watch it live.
No, I'm good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Yeah, she, like, took him from one side of the screen to the other in the middle of one combo. It's literally almost 50% damage of Chun-Li's health. Everyone has different health, right?
Not everybody. Most of the rosters at a 10,000 health or whatever, then it's... There's one person in a tier one above them, and then I think Geef and Marissa have more health than everyone else. I think that's the order.
That is a really cool combo, but it's super into EX moves, right?
It's her going into install, her feng shui, which basically lets you play her like Marvel, and then doing all that stuff.
Yeah, it took up all of her meter, man. So yeah,
it's drain. You talking about the driver or the other one?
No, I'm talking about not what you mentioned where she goes into that mode. You can see it slowly ticking. And I'm like, so you have to hit. You cannot mess up for that combo because then you wasted the whole thing.
you still have access to it while it's going down. It's just
you gotta sure, hit again. But I mean, if you if they're open, keep them open, right? If they're getting hit, keep hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you met, if you drop that, that's crazy. Send me a video of the DJ when you saw Randall, because I haven't seen that. I haven't seen how ridiculous he's gotten.
Okay, I can see you right now.
You're laughing. Is this a joke? Is it going to be like not a, a combo?
No, it's a combo. I'm just laughing because I can imagine what your reaction is going to be.
That he's broken, or?
Hold on, give me 1 second.
That's insane. Well, are you looking it up? We can keep talking about the other stuff. Remnant 2 was shown, which we've kind of already seen that already, but just to reiterate, I'm kind of looking forward to it. The first one was kind of all right. I just hope they kind of, you know, double down on some of the systems on there. Sonic Superstars looks cool, because I like the idea of just bringing 2D Sonic, but with like 3D assets and stuff. Because I think they did it for Sonic Mania, I think it was, or something. Forgot what, it, what the game was called, but bringing that back, that's dope.
I just put it in here. You should be able to hit play and should start from 20 seconds, but if it doesn't, just go to 20 seconds and just watch.
Okay. One combo. Yeah, so he's got the Blanca in the corner, and he's just juggling him. He has yet to hit the ground. Still hasn't hit the ground. You ever hit somebody with a combo so hard your internet just goes busted? There we go.
In the middle of the video, the same thing happened to me.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was... It's a 50... He took like 40% of his health, and then the Blanca didn't know what to do but to hold down back and hope for the best. He got hit with that combo, and he just did this. And these just hit him with some like overhead or something and killed him. Or knocked him out, sorry. Nobody dies in Street Fighter.
See, the problem with DJ is that he has this this kick, it's like an anti-air. But when he comes down, he can hit you. So if you don't DP it immediately, you can get hit on the way down.
For people and who don't know, times, DP is like Dragon Punch. Huh? I'm just letting the audio people know. People who don't know what DP is Dragon Punch, not the other side. So go ahead.
And a lot of times, the way, depending on how the person does the move, they tend to use a knee when they come down. And you don't know if they're going to land when they come down, they're going to land in front of you or behind you. So it's like a guessing game. And sometimes if they land behind you, then it's like an automatic cross up, which leads into another combo. So if you guess wrong, it's almost like a reset.
That is wild. Is it because the hitbox is so wide and you don't know when, like how it's going to handle it on the way down?
I don't know if it has anything to do with the hitbox. It's just the fact that move, like most DP moves are like they're vulnerable after they whiff mm-hmm. on up. But he can hit you on the way up and then on the way down. That's the problem.
But only once, right? Like you can't hit once and then on the way down hits again?
So just imagine like he does the kick that goes up. Let's mm-hmm. say you block that first part. If you don't DP right after that, or maybe like drive rush to get out of the way.
Yeah.
When he comes back down, he's either going to land in front of you or behind you.
But still or doing anybody, the move?
Huh?
But still after doing that.
Doing the move.
Oh.
So when he comes down, you have to guess. It's like a guessing game.
You don't have to guess. Just hit parry.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's if you have the bar though, right? If you're on cooldown, you can't do that, right?
If you're on burnout, you're fucked.
Oh, burnout, sorry. Cooldown. That's wild. So I mean, so sounds like he's gonna be a problem then. Is he the only person that has that kind of weird mix up?
Everybody has a cross up bullshit, which is what's making this game interesting.
Oh, then I like it to keep it that way. I hope they don't nerf anyone. But that makes for really fun tournaments.
You're probably going to nerf JP because a lot of people are crying.
About which move in particular? Just his entire set or his particular
just,
move?
Just him.
Oh. Just him.
He's very oppressive to like beginners, and then a lot of people are like, as it always goes, I'm just glad it's not Geef, because usually game comes out, everybody whines about grapplers. This time they're whining about JP.
The full screen guy. That makes sense. While he's going out there, already talked about Sonic Superstars. They showed off more of Alan Wake 2, which, again, it looks great. Like, I've tried playing the first game, and I just didn't care for the... You good? Oh. Okay. All of the movement noise came through, so I'm like, is he about to fall?
I wish my chair is broke in the middle of it.
Wow. I have my button ready for that clip. Alan Wake 2, yeah. I tried playing the first one, and it just did not grab me. I thought the combat was just not fun at all. This one looks like it might still have it, but the atmosphere of the game just looks great. So I might just give it a shot anyway. I mean, after Control, I gotta try it. You know, I gotta try this game. Anyway. Space Marine 2 was shown, which I have not yet played the first one, but I'm probably not gonna understand anything that's happening because I'm not a Warhammer, like, fan, so they can just be saying words that I have no idea what they mean, but I'm gonna go cut up some aliens. So that's what I'm there to do. They showed off the cool game by the called Sandland, which is the art styles by Akira Toriyama, which, if you know, person from who, what is it, character designer or whatever, artist from Dragon Ball. I think it's an RPG, like an action RPG, because I saw him get into like a mech and do some combat, and then also like doing a lot of exploring.
It's a little pink guy game, right? Your little pink guy.
Yeah.
It's on Steam.
Yeah, I think it's gonna release on multiple platforms. It wasn't just an exclusive. And then they also showed kind of the same footage for Spider-Man 2, but this time they actually, one of the devs or a producer or something came out and announced the date. So, October 20th. You didn't know? I thought I told you. Yeah, it's October 20th for Spider-Man this year. September and October are just packed.
August is already packed.
So it's
fucking Indie Central's August.
And then September and October are like super heavy hitters coming out. And then the last one I put on there was Under the Waves, which I think was an indie game. It's like you play like a scuba diver, like a deep diver or something, and you explore the underwater, and it's like super gloomy and like, you know, well, underwater shit makes you feel like all, you know, claustrophobic. That's the word.
Yeah.
And it looked cool. It might be a good time. And that's all I have for Summer Games Fest. Yeah, on the bright side, Jeff Keighley did keep it all just game trailer after game trailer. Like there was no fluff or like musical performance or anything. So hats off for that, because I'm tired of all that extra stuff. I'm here to see gameplay and trailers. That's it. And he kind of kept to it. So that was a good showing. That's all I got on the Summer Games Fest here.
It'd be nice if he showed something else, but
I mean, we all want to see Hades too. Well, so I guess but you don't want to see Hades too. You just want to see early access is what you want to see.
I want to see a add to cart button on the page.
Oh, I see. Did they announce? I had to watch that trailer again. I don't know if it ended with it's going to be Epic exclusive again, or if it's all going to release at once or on all the platforms.
It's already on Steam, so I don't.
But we don't know if it's going to be available for purchase on Steam first. So that's what I'm asking.
They usually add it to Steam after the fact, not before.
Hmm. Well, then that's a good sign then.
It doesn't matter what it's on. It could be on MySpace and I'm buying it.
Oh, like a flash game on MySpace? And you'll just be like, let me load this up. I'll make a page.
Same thing just happened again. So I just clicked on the store page to reset. I clicked the I was on the Hades store page and I just went back to home.
Gotcha. I guess last but not least here, what is your most anticipated game that you saw announced or shown?
Fable.
Fable? Okay. Randall?
Ghostblade.
Oh, Phantom. You mean Phantom? I'm like, wait, that no, sounds...
You meant Hellblade, I think.
Oh, you want to play...
Phantom Blade.
You want to play Hellblade, Randall? Okay, got it. Yeah.
I didn't even play the first one.
Don't bother.
Because you're waiting for the second one to binge it, I see.
Mm-mm. No, do not... You might fall asleep. Anywho, for myself, I don't know, it's a toss.
What
I
are you
think
looking forward to, Anthony?
me? Just hanging around. I think it might be it might be Star Wars Outlaws, because it's made by Massive. Like, I really like Starfield and I came in to play it, but I think Star Wars Outlaws, that deep dive, that might be it. Don't know if it says open, if none of that, if none of that trail, that deep dive footage was cap, I'm down. I don't have to anticipate Starfield for much longer. That deep dive they showed was, I know what that game is, and it's gonna be good. Okay.
Unrelated, but I'm trying to figure out. Don't remember how to get onto Angry Men Game, the section where they give you just a bunch of coupons.
You might have to talk to the residential PR person, Cobra, in the, in Discord. He might know how to do that. You can also go to their Discord and ask.
That's too much work, dude.
Okay. Well.
Anya, room for Supergiant Games' official Discord and Skullgirls' Discord.
Wait, how many servers do you have in your, how many servers do you have for Discord that you're a part of?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
Okay.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Holy sh, okay. Well, I thought you were okay. I only got six.
It's about the same.
Multiplied, it might be.
Most of it is, I mean, I have three friend ones that I use, including yours. I have a whole tab in a folder for gaming ones, so Supergiant, Risk of Rain, this official Skullgirls one. It's a little Skullgirls weekly thing that I did once. Skullgirls Championship Series, Junk Food Arcades, which is who made my snack box.
Okay.
And the other ones are just other friend ones that I don't use that I put in its own folder. And then like music stuff. So like networking and services and things like that.
Yeah. Your network to traffic vibes.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, speaking of trafficking vibes, Brian, I don't know if you saw the Discord. Don't bother with the idol in any way, shape, or form.
Too good.
It's that's how good it is that you don't need to watch it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It looped over to. You might want to watch the first episode because Dan Levy's in it.
Don't remember who that is by name.
It's Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay.
It's just not.
What was the tipping point that made you say never want to see it
That's my
again?
review.
That what was the tipping point? I don't care about anybody in the show, and there's and there's there there's a lot of the things. They're just, why am I watching this? Like, you just continue to ask yourself, like, why am I sitting here? When I could be watching The Iron Giant, right?
You recently watch that and start sobbing again, or?
Oh no, I got it on Blu-ray. So then in the future I can watch it and start sobbing again.
Is that going to be one of your videos for content? Try not to sob challenge? I'm just going
Yeah.
to record yourself watching all these movies?
I can get a playlist of movies that I can try not to sob at. There's some heavy hitting drama movies out there that'll just knock you out.
Hasn't happened in a movie for me. The show Cherry's been popped, but I don't think there's been a movie yet.
I mean, Coco came close for you.
One frame.
Yeah. You haven't seen The Farewell.
And I don't know what that is.
What else is a heavy hitter for drama? The Farewell was. I
La
had
La
to look at
Land
my.
didn't make me didn't I didn't
Yeah, it's
tear up
not.
or anything. It just left me empty.
Yeah, that's an
Just.
emotional. It's a it it saps you from it from feelings by the end of it.
So much of that movie, I'm like, yeah.
Trying to think if there's anything that's like heavy hidden that it might give you that you haven't already watched, but I have to look at my list of what I've seen.
For movies, yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, Wall-E. I'm just kidding.
Fucking love that movie. It's probably. It used to be my favorite, but then Soul came out, so like it's like neck and neck.
There's a limited edition, I think it's limited, Criterion Collection, like Blu-ray set for Wally that looks so good. Here it is.
Oh, you know what pissed me off?
The cover is so dope.
Last week, I got an email that said Blonde Vinyl's out for a limited time
Where? On what's?
on his website, but hold on, shut the hell up.
Okay.
It said on the email, it says as of and when they had stock.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, I couldn't get one, and I was because I was stuck in a fucking meeting.
That is literally the worst. And I tried to see if I can grab like a snatch one and like, just buy it and hold it so I can get it to you. And I went to see secondhand, and people want mortgage payments for it.
That shit had me Steve levels of irked. You call me
Yeah.
Steve Urkel all the way. That I almost swung at everybody at the office.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot of cash to get a secondhand until they reprint them again. I've been waiting to see, you know how I told you there's like a local vinyl shop that's here? I follow them on Instagram and they always go, "Hey, we got reprints of this and this and this," on like on their posts. And I'm waiting for them to say, "Oh, we got Frank stuff." And I'm gonna be like, "I'm on the way."
I need to get Channel Orange, which I haven't found on Amazon. I need to get Blonde.
What about Brunette?
Spoilers.
Oh, my fault. That's his next album?
Yeah, his
Leave.
next album's just bald, and it's just dead.
Holy shit. What's the
Speaking of
update?
Father's Day, is this weekend for anyone who's a Papa listener?
I guess, yes, if you're listening to this, well, I guess it'll be Friday when this goes out, so happy Father's Day for this Sunday. Yeah. Who am I talking to? The other people on the podcast.
Yeah, the Adler Papas. They have a whole page on Discord.
Yeah. Was I gonna mention? We also started the journey of One Piece.
He started it.
But remember that thing I told you about, like the fan edit that has the what's it called? So yeah, it's One Piece.
No, I spoke to the OGs that I know. I
They
sent them the
don't.
R&D and they said no, and then so I can't do
Why not?
Just said it's not real. That's what they told me, so.
It sounds like they want you to go through the same bullshit they did with the extra episodes they had to endure.
Hey, look.
I we've already gone through, I think, two or three arcs, and it's dope. But right now Luffy's already recruited Nami and Zoro. What is it, Zora?
Zoro, the guy with 2,000 swords.
Yeah. Roronoa, whatever his name is. Guy with the General Grievous of One Piece.
By the way, every time that I refer to him, I just want you to know that I think it's funny that I say he has more swords each time.
Do
So
you mean?
normally he has, I think, just three.
Yeah.
But the first time I talked to a friend about it, the next
Yeah.
time I was like, "Oh, isn't that the guy with like nine swords?"
Uh-huh.
The next time I spoke, isn't that the guy with like 20 swords? So just know that the number's gonna keep getting bigger.
Okay. What was I gonna mention? That's about it. We started that. We started the idol. I have no idea what else. All of our shows are dead. They're done.
All your
So
shows
like,
are dead. I'm
all
caught
of
up
it.
on Demon Slayer by accident, so I'm gonna wait every fucking week.
Isn't it sick though? Like this season has been
This
nonstop action. This previous episode
season.
pissed me off. Demon Slayer. Oh, gun out.
Oh shit, that camera zoom is really good. Or
Yeah.
focus is really good. I'm gonna That's
Why
the
did it piss
gummy
you
hair
off?
product.
Because how it end, like it, these episodes seem shorter and shorter. Like when shit's about to pop off, credits, fam. Like,
Is that a pun? You said shorter and shorter given the current.
I like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I can't do that.
You know how to snap?
And then I bleed out.
So far, this season's given me my two favorite characters of the show.
I mean, once we saw Genya pull out the thing, I'm like, this is easily Brian's gonna pop off when he sees this.
I definitely did. When I heard. You don't even understand, Anthony.
Well, the second I that blast, and then it cut to him and the barrel smoking, and I'm like, that's him. That's him.
I think my actual reaction out loud, I was watching with headphones, my out loud I went, yo. And then the episode ended. And then my other, it's like neck and neck between him for obvious reasons and then the love Hashira, Mitsuri. I like her personality and her weapon a lot.
I like that they're introducing a lot of these Hashiras and stuff, like all these other people who have some sort of demon thing on them. Spoilers, I guess. Yeah, like it's like, whoa.
I'm expecting like the next time they show it, it's going to cut to Sasuke and he's going to be like,
it'll be that meme of the guy, you know, the guy, he's like a
lumberjack.
Yeah, and he keeps going close and goes, but it's going to be Sasuke. That's pretty good. I don't know who that guy is. I think I knew his name once, but I don't know.
I don't know if it means like they all have ties to like sun breathing. I don't know if that's what they're trying to hint at.
But that's a different form than what's his name gets.
Yeah, like but they're still getting them.
I don't know. I think it's demon related.
You think it's gonna be like demon manko? Demonko?
Yeah, like they can. I have all but one episode of the, like 12 out of the 13 for Bleach, so I can start watching that too. I haven't started it yet.
I haven't started it either.
Since you said Bankai, but
I need to. I just haven't yet. I still need to start Slay the Spire.
That's a card game.
So what I said about Slay the Spire? Spy Family is what I wanted to say.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah. It's kind of nice that these anime episodes are short, because I can get through a lot of, and it's less committal. But like, I keep saying out loud, Severance is the next like non-anime show I'm going to start, and instead I just been watching other things.
Severance is good, man. Mm-hmm. Severance is great cinematography, great acting.
Better pizza.
It has a really cool hook to see, like, oh, they lay down the law in a way, like the story lore, the story laws, if that makes sense. I don't know. The law of the land, of the world.
The canon events.
The canon events, and you're like, okay, how is stuff going to be worked out, right? They try to exploit the laws. Yeah. They try to exploit the rules, if that makes sense, or find exploits, and it's pretty cool. Definitely go watch Severance. Anyway, I don't know, guys. That's all I got. Unless you guys want to talk about something, we can wrap up early. Thoughts?
I don't think I have anything. I don't remember if this happened before, but everyone who's clearly keeping up with my Street Fighter random talks every fucking week.
Mm-hmm. The Street Fighter Corner.
Yeah, I did placements with Marisa. Placed Diamond.
You gotta add context here. Like, what is that rank?
Let me look at the fucking Street Fighter.
Why you say it like you were going to look it up?
Six. I was after I realized I didn't know what was above it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the order from lowest,
yeah,
to highest.
Got it.
Rookie, iron, bronze, silver, gold. This isn't in order. Okay, this website's fucking stupid.
Okay, you want to put him on blast?
Let me correct it. Esports.net. Fucking suck.
.net? Come on.
Yeah, so where you saw where I said gold?
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be platinum and then diamond. They say diamond and then platinum.
Oh.
Not the case. There's no way I lost a match and ranked up. The fuck? And then after diamond is master, so I was one away from master.
Damn, so you ranked high. You placed high. What character are you using? Marisa?
Marisa.
Is it ranked per character or your account?
Per character.
Nice, I like that.
So now I'm washed up because I'm platinum. So I was a diamond player, but I'm platinum. I'm washed up, guys.
Is that normal, by the way? Like, for fighting game ranks, is it per character or is it per account? Like in Tekken, is it account or is it your character that you're playing as?
It's kind of both. It's like when you get to a certain rank, then every character from that point forward would be that rank.
Oh, okay. Like there's sections or layers. Okay.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 4 was the one that had both as well. We had your character rank and your account rank. Besides those examples, I don't remember other games doing that. Oh, Rivals of Aether does it too. Each character has their own rank.
I kind of like the character being their own rank, I think makes the most sense.
Yeah. After I did ranked with her, I started experimenting finally. Dalsim I have no business playing. And the only other character I really have any interest in is Cammy, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And the obvious reasons is she's been my fighting game crush since like the first fighting game I've ever seen. And then two, on paper, her kit fits how I play. So I'm trying to see if the kit fits.
Oh, okay. Robot. See if the kit fits robot.
She's way more of a learning curve than Marissa because she's pretty simple. But I'm enjoying her so far, so she's probably going to be the next character I'm going to exclusively play until I place with her and see what happens.
That's a pretty cool way to... I have to hit the training with... You said there's character challenges, right? Or like character tutorials or something?
There's character like overview guides for them, and then there's combo trials as well.
Combo trials. Character. I might try to see who feels...
So that being said... Since the game's come out, I've yet to go into training mode to do any of those trials.
I might do it myself to see who fits comfortably with, you know, on modern controls and the way I like to play, which is hitting buttons. So
yeah, I did what? None of that. What do you say?
I don't know.
You said you was going to go into the lab to figure out comfortability. I said your character hasn't come out yet.
I'm not going to play Rasheed.
Play you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play Rasheed, dude. I really wish they had an Adon, because I wouldn't care how. Like, I just like Adon's yells. Like, him in the middle of a fight is too funny to me, and I just want to keep that. Wow! Like, yeah! It so sounds so funny.
It's just interesting to me that we both main up Muay Thai fighter that are related in lore.
No, that makes sense. And I've always liked watching people just, like, elbow and knee people, because it seems like the most damaging, right? Like, it seems like hitting someone with your elbow is, like, that probably hurts more than a punch, right? I don't know. I'm not a fighter. I have no idea.
I don't know. It depends on where. It's usually a lot of times you see cuts. Or usually, from what I've noticed, I've seen more cuts from, like, elbows or, like, the sharp points, like you said, than just the fist. But I've also seen, like, if that knuckle grazes.
Oh, that's true. And I've seen some clean-ass roundhouses, so I don't know. People getting hit in the, like, direct hits always look devastating.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind just doing casual matches or playing randoms, Anthony, you can always just do it live like I did.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But to be fair, I am a washed up plat player now, so.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know if you really follow my advice.
I need a comfortable space to. Like, the World Tour thing works, but it's just that it doesn't because you're just getting some moves from people, so I have no idea who I'm going to play from playing World Tour, so I might as well just do the combo trials to see how easy it is to do combos and stuff like that. I do want to grab a dude. I do want to try Geef or Manon or something, just a grappler, because now that they've simplified the inputs, I don't have... That was always my thing. Charge characters I never played because I don't like the whole holding back time, like, seconds. And then grapplers I didn't play because their inputs to do grapples were, like, crazy to me.
There's a third character that has an SPD input.
There's a third?
She's a little Indian or Native American lady.
I don't even know what she looks like. She's already in the game? Like, I gotta look at that roster, because the only people I've been seeing, like, getting picked is, like, Ken, what's it, JP? What's his name is? Mm-hmm. Manon I've seen. I haven't seen many Kimberlys, and she's supposed to be, like, an Ibuki clone, right?
She's a guy mixed with Ibuki.
Guy, yeah. Sorry, guy and Ibuki clone.
Here's the official Street Fighter page that has the characters.
Let me look through this, because I don't remember who's in it. I know the OGs are in it. Oh, Lily, okay. I have seen her before, but I just haven't seen anyone pick her. Marissa, Manon, DJ. Honda's in it. I've seen Honda. Jerry, Kyle. Okay, never mind. I have seen almost the entire cast. I just haven't seen... I think she's the least picked, because I don't think I've seen all these people picked.
I haven't really fought an actual Lily. I've only fought a friend of mine that has never really played fighting games.
That's what I'm saying.
And Street Fighter, and they picked her. I haven't fought another one.
I haven't seen many Kimberly picks, or I haven't seen many Lily picks. From the pros, sorry. This is all you need. No, I don't want to play Rashid, Randall. Don't send me the... What is this? Oh, it's just a con... It's just a... God, they gave him sneakers, though. Like, he's in modern now?
Yeah, that's the control type.
No, thanks. But Aki looks cool.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping. Because from what I've noticed, but I am a washed up diamond player that's platinum now.
Yo, but the concept art for Akuma looks really dope.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's not stubby like in 5. I don't might care. But Aki, all the newcomers they seem like they're hybrids of old characters that are unplayable. So like, for example, Kimberly is Guy and Ibuki together. Lily is kind of just is a T-Hawk, but mm-hmm. with a weapon. So you could say Vega, but she's not playing defensive in any way. I'm hoping Aki's blend is Fang and Vega. So she's like a more defensive mid to long range, get the fuck off me poke character. That's what I'm hoping.
So I'm not going to play Rashid, but that concept art looks really cool. Like, his outfit looks dope.
You're not going to play him, you're going to be him?
No, I'm not playing him, but I didn't know he's going to have that. That costume looks pretty cool, right?
You said you're going to Halloween dress up like
him? Not going to do that either. First of all, I don't have his abs. Like, he is, like, fit.
If you want another boxer, Ed is basically Shadow Powers with Balrog combined. He's in 5.
Ooh.
And his inputs in 5 were already simplified, so I don't know if they're gonna double simplify it or what.
So Ed might be a potential then, because they don't have any. They don't have Dudley. They don't have Balrog. They don't have.
It's funny that you say that. I'm gonna send you something that happened in story.
Okay.
For me, maxing on my bond with Cammy. You know, just, I do big boy things. You know, my life a movie. So.
I don't question it. After the flex you did on the freak inside of the K2, I don't question that anymore.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say, watch this. Gets out of the car, drop kicks this thing, and then breaks its neck. Oh, he's definitely can't. He's still in it. He might be added then.
Maybe the lady with the phone is the capper.
Oh, so she doesn't have the shadow thing in there anymore?
No, she got rescued by Cammy.
Okay.
There's another picture of it shows where who? All the dolls are at now.
Who's the guy in the back? Who Dudley saw in front of the blonde guy?
I think just a random guy.
Okay. Sweet. I don't know. I'm excited because, I mean, I haven't been... A fighting game hasn't been this accessible since Rising Thunder, so I'm enjoying my simple buttons. I know I'm sure... People would look down on that, but I like playing it that way. It's fun.
I don't mind simple, so long as there is depth. But speaking of, around Evo time, you're probably going to get more news on Project L.
Which is great.
Simplified input game.
Yeah, which is great.
This time it's going to be filling quite a hole in the FGC, having a versus game again.
That's why I was surprised that all these games are like the combos are getting like very verse like Marvel stuff. So I'm like, maybe because there's hasn't been a good one in so long, everyone's like, we just gotta get that hype back in our game.
Minus Skullgirls, because it's, you know, I've been out since 2011, still getting stuff.
I'm in a modern I'm talking about like a new release is what I'm saying. Oh, my bad. Yo, chill. Anyway. Alright, boys. We can just wrap this thing up. I gotta start watching more movies. I have a backlog building up for movies.
I've only seen like maybe 4 or 5 movies that came out this year.
You've probably seen more. It's just maybe 4 or 5 that you actually cared about.
That came out this year?
Mm-hmm. Ah, we'll go over it. I was gonna say, do you guys want to do like a mid-year checkpoint at the end of this month? Like an episode saying what currently our favorite stuff is?
Thing about me.
Okay. What about you, Randall? Or do you just want to wait till the end of the year?
What does that mean?
A checkpoint. Like a mid-year check-in. Like it's been 6 months into 2023. What are our So far, what do we like the most of the year? Like our favorite movies that we saw the first half of the year, music, the same thing, but just the first 6 months. Or do you just want to wait till the end of the year for the whole thing?
That's cool.
All right. So near the end of this month, like we'll do one. I'll just let you know which exact episode because I can't do the math right now. And I might, it's not this episode. It won't be next week's episode, it'll be the week after that. So there you guys go. A nice little preview at the end of this episode. We'll have our mid-year Fave Fives. And that's it. Thank you guys for watching, listening, both, neither, talking about us, sharing us,
Ignoring us.
ignoring us completely. That's also fine too.
There's no new music dropping that you guys know of.
That I'm anticipating? Not that I know of, right? Like anything that drops, it's been a surprise to me. Janelle Monáe dropped hers. I haven't listened to it, but I liked her Float single. The single, yeah, the chorus gets repetitive, but I listen to it while I'm working out and I get hype. So we'll see. The whole project came out, I gotta listen to it. Karol G's this year has been one of my favorite. That's been spinning up rant, like I've been replaying a lot of her tracks because it's pretty nice. But again, we'll have our episode for this soon. But in terms of anticipated albums, I'm sure Drake's gonna have something this year. I hope Kendrick and Baby Keem drop whatever they might be collabing on something. I would like to see them drop something together. Jessie Ware already dropped hers. Maybe Billie Eilish dropped something. I don't know. There's been a lot of surprise indies like Q. I've been listening to his singles last year, and then he dropped his project this year, and I loved it. What's the name? Oh my gosh. Channel Tres dropped his project. There was a couple tracks, and it was all dance bops. So I like sounded great. So
I
like
don't
there's.
know. Oh, my bad. I thought you was finished.
Oh no, I'm just ranting. I'm just ranting at this point. So you can go ahead.
I was gonna say, did you guys hear about Busta Rhymes' new album that's coming out?
Oh, I don't know. He was making a new one.
So
He has a date?
I don't remember if I saw a date, but it's going to be produced by Swiss Beats, Pharrell,
Oh.
and Timbaland.
Oh, so he's gonna have some instrumentals on there. Does it? Did he mention any features? Is it gonna be just him? Or is he gonna have?
So far that I know of, it's just him.
That will be a crazy project. Just a solo a project with some heavy hitting producers. Okay. I mean, there you go. Then that's gonna be one of my anticipated. I don't know he was dropping one.
Yeah.
There's a good chance it's gonna be very easy to tell who produced which song, if not all together on one.
Well, after you told me about Pharrell's three hits at the top at the beginning of his track, I know when it's his now. Because he literally does that to almost all his beats.
Even
That.
if, let's say you click a song and just skip to the middle, you'll be able to tell.
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that nuance or like experience.
Trying to think of the only one that's hard to explain is Swiss Beats, but for the most part, if it's like a loop for like maybe four bars, instrumental changes for four bars, comes back four bars, or it's like a very anthem-y, it's probably Swiss Beats. Pharrell, the three count. Besides that, his mixes are very sparse. You won't not too many instruments, but everything has its space, and then there's an artist on it. Timbaland, when the drums are big enough that you think they're a feature, it's Timbaland.
It's featuring drums.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right, I'm hyped for that. I didn't know he was dropping. I thought he was retired, man. Cool. I hope he didn't know. That'd be awesome if he drops it before we do our mid-year check-in.
Do you know that Rory has an album out?
Rory from the pot. Whoa, stop. Like he's rapping or he's like producing or.
I don't know. I just saw that it came out. I haven't heard it.
I'll check it out this week while I work.
Called I thought it'd be different.
Okay, cause I know he's like super into like R&B stuff, so maybe he's doing R&B stuff. Okay, I'll check that out. And that's it. As I mentioned before, thanks for listening, watching, ignoring, everything. See you guys next week. Bye.